We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, the chair of the LA County Board of Supervisors says they will be discussing the possibility of requiring county employees to show proof of a COVID vaccination or undergo testing.
They have a closed session meeting coming up, and Supervisor Hilda Solis tells KNX.
We're going to get a briefing by our CEO, and you know they're going to report back to us, county council, as well as what discussions they may have had with our collective bargaining groups. You know, it's a big county. We're talking well over 111,000 employees, and we have yet to officially even open up our offices.
Right now, she says what's front and center for a lot of them is the fact that the virus is very contagious.
And I believe there's still a lot of reluctance for people to come out and gather and even come into offices. So we have to be very precautious. We know we have to continue the business of the county. By all means, we're going to do that. But right now, we're gonna wait to see what information we have, and we'll have that discussion.
And she does say, though, she is supportive of the idea. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
In Hollywood, just over 2 weeks from now, the curtain opens again for live theater. If you go, don't forget your vax card, face mask, and your tickets.
August 17th, the Pantages reopens after a long pandemic closure, and the big show everybody's eager to see is Hamilton.
We need proof of vaccination, or for those who are ages 5 through 11, or those with medical or religious concerns, will require a negative PCR test within 72 hours of their performance.
That is Jeff Loeb, the general manager of the Pantages with Niederlander. He tells KNX that people under 5 years of age, for safety reasons, are not being allowed into the show.
With the combination of vaccinations and masking, the Pantages will be one of the safest indoor venues in Los Angeles County. The vaccination requirement is for performances on August 17th and through October 10th.
After that, they'll revisit the health threat and decide if these precautions remain necessary. Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
President Biden has told Governor Newsom and other Western governors that firefighting resources are stretched thin. Mr. Biden says there are supply chain challenges right now connected to hoses and other things that the government is trying to work out. But the president did say the federal government is sending help.
We've tapped additional aircraft from the Department of Defense to aid in the fire detection and firefighting. We also welcome the support of our allies from Australia, for example, sending large air tanker to which it's going to begin flying missions this week.
The president spoke to the governors last month when he announced increased pay for U.S. Forest Service firefighters. Mr. Biden says more than 3.4 million acres have already burned this year. Pacific Gas and Electric is facing possible criminal charges from prosecutors in Northern California's Shasta County over its role in a fire last fall that killed four people and destroyed more than 200 structures, most of them homes. Investigators say September's Zog fire started when a power line was hit by a falling pine tree that had been tagged for removal. This will mark the third criminal case against PG&E in connection with a major fire in recent years. This may be the final push to get the homeless in Venice Beach into housing and get the tents cleared out.
It's supposed to all be done tomorrow. There appears to be just one final section of the boardwalk north of Brooks Avenue where the homeless camps remain. Otherwise, most of the tents are gone.
They was before all this place right here?
Yeah.
All the way around is a lot of homeless, but now it's clean.
Quite a difference from just a few weeks ago when tents were everywhere.
I think it's going in the right direction.
But some people express concerns for those being moved out.
You know, as long as they're doing some rehousing and taking care of the people and not just shuffling them off to some other neighborhood where they can suffer.
That's the plan, to get the homeless into housing first. At Venice Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
Well, the pandemic didn't do much to help the sky-high cost of rent come down in Southern California. A new study finds that contrary to many expectations, rents actually went up in most of LA County. USC researchers looked at nine cities across the county and found that during the 12 months ending in May, rents fell in only three of them, Los Angeles, West Hollywood, and Santa Monica. They went the other way in all six of the other cities, which are more suburban. Santa Clarita and Calabasas having some of the sharpest rent spikes. Ventura County is reporting what's believed to be the first so-called breakthrough COVID-19 death of someone who was fully vaccinated against the virus. Health officials say the victim was an 89-year-old man, and it's important to note here that he did have pre-existing conditions. New data also shows about 10% of the county's new COVID cases since June 15th have involved vaccinated people. That's more than twice the rate reported earlier, but most breakthrough victims suffer few, if any, symptoms. Specialized team of LAPD officers and therapists who are sent to calls involving people with mental health issues are taking especially long times to respond, which is raising questions. A recent report says the mental evaluation unit responded to 9,700 calls in 2020, its heaviest workload in 3 years. But Police Commissioner William Briggs says he went on a ride-along during a mental health call, and it's clear the LAPD's 13 specialized mental health teams are not enough.
And with the sergeant on the way over, you know, my question to him was, well, are we going to get the MEU to attend this call? Because, you know, the call came over that this actually involved a mental health crisis. And, you know, I was candidly told that, you know, that would take hours.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore says expanding the mental evaluation unit would mean taking some officers away from their regular patrol duties. But he said the LAPD benefits when responding officers have specialized training to help people with mental illnesses.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.